This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Authorities have identified the gunman who killed 12 people late Wednesday during an attack at a Southern California bar and dance club as 28-year-old Ian David Long. Congresswoman Julia Brownlee says it is a sad day for her community.
We are a community in mourning, and our thoughts and prayers are with the families who have lost loved ones.
Long was found dead in the club. According to police, they believe he shot himself. When the officers went in and made re-entry, they found him already deceased. The mass shooting occurred after Long entered the club armed with a handgun and smoke bombs. The club, a popular place for students from California Lutheran University, was hosting a college night event at a country music bar at the time of the shooting. Protesters have converged in cities nationwide across the U.S. to call for the protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into potential coordination between Russia and President Donald Trump's campaign. Several hundred demonstrators gathered Thursday in New York's Times Square, chanting slogans including "Hands off Mueller" and "Nobody's above the law." Crowds also turned out in Chicago, Greensboro, North Carolina, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and other places. Organizers say the naming of acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is a deliberate attempt to obstruct the special counsel's investigation. Trump asked Jeff Sessions for his resignation and then replaced him with Whitaker, his chief of staff, who has criticized Mueller's probe.
Handle that, so he fired him. Nixon tried the same thing, and it ended his presidency. It should end this presidency.
A U.S. appeals court blocked President Donald Trump Thursday from immediately ending an Obama-era program shielding young immigrants from deportation, saying the administration's decision was based on a flawed legal theory. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit of Court of Appeals unanimously kept a preliminary injunction in place against Trump's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Lawsuits by California and others challenging the administration's decision will continue in federal court while the injunction stands. And judges federal appeals court are also weighing whether to invalidate the Russia investigation over arguments made. A former aide, longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone, that the special counsel's appointment was unconstitutional. This is VOA. A California fire official says he has reports of several hundred structures that have been destroyed in the northern California town of Paradise that's been ravaged by a wildfire. Officials say they won't have an exact count until they get into the area. Officials have ordered the town of about 27,000 people 180 miles northeast of San Francisco to evacuate. Bobby Crippen is one of those residents who fled their homes. She tells KGO-TV that flames were all around them.
We had to drive through fire, and there was fire on both sides of the road. It was very scary, and it was dark. It was so dark, it was like midnight.
Fire officials say the destruction in the town of Paradise could be upward of 1,000 structures. An AP photographer found businesses and homes leveled or in flames, including a liquor store and a gas station. 85-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fractured three ribs in a fall in her office at the court and has been hospitalized. The court says she fell Wednesday evening, experienced discomfort overnight, and called the Supreme Court police to take her to the hospital early Thursday. Ginsburg is the court's oldest justice and has had two prior bouts with cancer. The Supreme Court on Thursday held a ceremony welcoming new Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the court. Pope Francis has decreed that an American religious brother, James Miller, was killed out of hatred for the Catholic faith during Guatemala's civil war and can be beatified. AP correspondent Zaria Shakely tells us that. I'm Lori London in Washington.